Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fourth parak of Maseches Bechoros, and we are up to parak Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So, says the Mishnah, Nol lo mum b'tok shana so. If a Bechor was born without any mum, and then it got a mum within its first year of life, because you have to shecht it within its first year, mutal l'kayim al kol shnei masur chodesh. You're allowed to keep it for the entire 12 months from the time that it's born before you shecht it, la'achar shana so. But if it developed a mum after its first year, in Rosh Elkaimo, Ela Ad Shloshim Yom. Then you're only allowed to keep it from 30 days from when it developed a mum, and after that, you have to do something with it. You have to shecht it. Mishnah Gimel, Hashochet Bechor Umare Es Mumo. If you shechted a Bechor because it looked to you that it had a mum, and then you went and brought it to someone who knew how to examine whether a mum is a mum kavur or not, Rabbi Yehuda Matir, Rabbi Yehuda says that's good enough to go on to be able to eat it. Rabbi Meir Omer, no, who told you you're allowed to shecht it? You're only allowed to shecht it once you're able to confirm that it has a mum kavua. You didn't confirm that it had a mum kavua, and therefore it is asr for you to eat it. So to review what we learned today in Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis, we said that if it develops a mum within the first year of life, you can keep it for the entire 12 months. If it develops a mum after the first year of life, you're only allowed to keep it for 30 days from the day that it developed that mum. And then in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you shechted the Bechor because you assumed that the mum was enough of a mum, and only then you asked the Shaila, so Bida says, okay, but at the end of the day, you asked the Shaila, you're allowed to use it. And Rameir says, no, you did the wrong thing, and therefore you're not allowed to use it. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we will pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet.